The Australian Institute for Teaching and School Leadership has released a report revealing that many students are dropping out of their teaching degrees. The report comes after Australia's state and federal education governments agreed to work on a plan to address teaching sector issues. Tamar Pilibosian asked Mark Norvey, the Secretary of Independent Education Union of Australia in the New South Wales and ACT branch, what the union's expectations are from this government plan.
Teachers across the board, as many Australians are facing the impact of cost of living increases. And what we have a mobile messaging truck running around New South Wales at the moment with some simple messages on it, which pay teachers fair salaries. And for our union, the Independent Education Union, ensure that the support staff, that the admin staff that make schools operate effectively, are paid the same as their state school counterparts. So, yes, the cost of living, teachers, support staff, Catholic systemic schools right across New South Wales and the ACT.
Figures from the Australian Institute for Teaching and School Leadership shows that the number of students graduating from teacher education has declined by 5%. Why are people dropping out of teaching?
Sad statistic that you just mentioned, the people when they hit the schools, they look at the work, they look at the cost of the degree from their HEX point of view, and they say, that's not for me. So that's why there's got to be a fundamental rethink of teacher education, but importantly, teacher salaries and the public perception, the esteem in which the profession is held is absolutely critical. It has to be improved.
Teaching is also facing workforce shortage. What are the reasons?
Yeah, look, you're absolutely correct. There is a serious workforce shortage of teachers, and that's come about mainly in response to people peering in and looking inside the profession and saying, I'm not going to engage with 4 or 5 years of university training, pay the HEX fees associated with that training, and then join a profession where the salaries peak out or are capped. And they're thinking, well, there's certainly not enough financial incentive to take up that particular profession. So they're drifting into other jobs. So that's why we need a salary reset. We need fairer salaries for teachers. And we also, in our case, have to make sure that support staff are paid properly as well, the same as their government school colleagues. So it's a really interesting period of time on one level, because both teaching unions in New South Wales protested together a number of weeks ago, and that's an unprecedented, we haven't done that for probably a quarter of a century, close to 30 years. So when you can put two teaching unions on the street together, right around New South Wales and the ACT, with more than well in excess of 20,000 in Macquarie Street in Sydney, then that should be a clear signal to Catholic employers and the New South Wales government that there's a serious crisis in teacher supply. And with the Independent Education Union appeared in the Upper House inquiry into teacher shortages in New South Wales recently and put our case on the table. And later on this week in Canberra, we've got a couple of Independent Education Union members attending the Jobs Summit to again reinforce that view that teaching has to be fixed. And the fix has got to be around fair salaries and additional release time and letting teachers teach. And currently, teaching and learning is being compromised because there is insufficient teachers available. So in primary schools, they're splitting classes. In secondary schools, they're putting 2 and 3 classes together. That's fantastic supervision, but it's not teaching and learning. So there is a crisis. The Catholic employers have indicated there are about 3,000 teachers short by the end of this decade. And the sad thing is that there's about a 10% growth in students up until 2031. So we've really got a perfect storm. And our union would like to get in the room with Catholic employers and fix it up.
Not only Job and Skills Summit will be held to talk about the workforce shortage issue, but also the state and federal government agreed on a plan to fix this problem. Do you have any expectations or demands?
Look, we do have an expectation. One, that if government funding it pays the vast majority of teacher salaries in Catholic systemic schools, there is an obligation on both levels of government, state and federal, to be actively participating in this space to fix it up. There are teacher shortages take a number of years to fix because it's 4 to 5 years to train a teacher. There's no quick fix. So what we've got to do is start, hopefully growing out of the Job Summit in Canberra later this week will be a plan that the government, unions, employers can buy into that says, we're going to develop a plan. Everyone's going to be in the room. It's going to be as positive as what people can possibly make it. But working on enhancing teacher salaries, providing additional release time are critical ingredients to that process.
Will the Independent Education Union of Australia propose anything during that meeting?
Yeah, look, we're anticipating it. It'll be the Independent Education Union is anticipating that it'll be a consensus-based meeting. So, in other words, people are looking for solutions rather than problems. So, we're absolutely anticipating that there'll be some positive outcomes where they put the well-being of students and teachers, support staff at the forefront of their thinking and say, we need to fix this, and the steps that we need to do right now are as follows. And you can really only fix a teacher shortage if you enhance salaries and provide additional release time and let teachers get on with the job of teaching, which they're great at.
Mark Norvam, the Secretary of Independent Education Union of Australia, New South Wales, speaking with Tamar Pilibosian.